Why elderly healthcare needs dedicated planning. Medical spending in old age differs in nature from the routine budget before retirement. It is more concentrated, harder to predict, and tends to rise quickly with age. Using the daily budget to cover medical risk is a common structural mismatch. The goal of healthcare planning is not to eliminate disease but to prepare a definite funding channel for possible expenses, avoiding squeezing the living budget or disrupting retirement plans during health fluctuations. The starting point of planning is classification. Divide medical-related spending into routine outpatient care, hospitalization, major illness, and long-term care, then estimate the possible range of each separately. It should be noted that this article only discusses financial arrangements for medical expenses, does not evaluate specific medical institutions, drugs, or treatment plans, and does not constitute any medical or investment advice. The composition and magnitude of medical expenses. Elderly medical expenses usually include several major blocks: outpatient visits and medicine, hospitalization and surgery, rehabilitation and assistive devices, care services, and possible long-term care. The scale and volatility of different blocks vary greatly. In terms of magnitude, outpatient visits and medicine are high frequency and low amount, hospitalization and surgery are low frequency and high amount, and long-term care is a type with long duration and high cumulative amount. Looking at them by category allows you to arrange funds accordingly. Regional differences in costs are also obvious. Diagnostic prices, reimbursement policies, and out-of-pocket ratios differ across cities, so planning should be based on the actual policies of the place of residence rather than the national average. It is recommended to keep records of medical spending over the years and use at least 3 to 5 years of actual data to infer your own cost curve, which is closer to your situation than relying on any statistical assumption. The tiers of the protection system: social insurance, supplements, and commercial. The first tier of medical financial arrangements is basic medical insurance, which handles the pooled reimbursement of basic care. The second tier is supplementary medical or critical illness pooling, which covers part of the pressure outside the insurance catalog. The third tier is commercial medical protection and self-directed reserves. The division of labor among the three tiers determines the order of arrangement. First, confirm what basic protection and reimbursement rules you already have, then assess the gap, and finally decide whether and how to supplement. There are many types of commercial medical tools, with significant differences in coverage, deductible settings, and renewal conditions. When choosing, rely on the original wording of the terms rather than verbal descriptions, and review them year by year. It should be emphasized that this article does not evaluate or recommend any specific product. What tool to choose and how much coverage depend on independent judgment based on age, past health conditions, and budget. The risk windows of major illness and long-term care. Major illness spending is the part of elderly healthcare planning that most needs advance prediction. The magnitude of treatment costs often far exceeds outpatient visits and routine hospitalization, and may be accompanied by years of rehabilitation spending. The time window of major illness risk is not fixed, but the probability rises significantly with age. For people over 60, making a major illness reserve a necessary item rather than an optional one is a safer default. Long-term care is an even more hidden expense. In a disabled or semi-disabled state, care fees may be calculated by month and last for years, with cumulative amounts often exceeding most people's intuitive estimates. For care risk, rather than waiting until it happens and then finding a way, it is better to learn the price range and availability of local care resources in advance and keep the choice in your own hands. How to establish a medical special reserve. The medical special reserve is a third pot of money alongside the daily budget and emergency cash, used to cover the out-of-pocket portion beyond insurance reimbursement, especially the gaps of major illness and care. The method can be divided into three steps. First, calculate the out-of-pocket ratio according to local policies. Second, determine the magnitude of the special reserve based on age. Third, break the amount into annual fixed contributions and persist. The special reserve should follow a liquidity-first approach, It should be withdrawable at any time while avoiding excessive depreciation, balancing certainty with moderate growth. The special reserve and emergency cash should not be mixed. Emergency cash solves short-term liquidity, while the special reserve solves medium and long-term medical certainty. Mixing them means neither goal can be truly protected. Medical seeking choices and cost control. Cost control does not mean delaying treatment. Its core is reducing unnecessary spending without affecting medical quality, such as using tiered diagnosis and treatment reasonably and treating duplicate examinations with caution. Before seeking care, you can learn about the treatment process and the approximate cost range, and choose an institution level that matches the condition. Handle high-demand specialties and routine consultations in different scenarios to avoid treating minor illnesses as major ones. People with long-term medication can pay attention to compliant alternatives in prescriptions and purchasing channels, but any adjustment must be premised on the doctor's instructions and must not change the treatment plan by themselves. Cost control should also include checking reimbursement documents, regularly checking medical insurance settlements and out-of-pocket D.